have one, please?
Well, take them out of the wallet. Oh, is that... Do you want to put it on the chair?
Yeah, you see.
Rather than on the floor. Is that okay?
There you go.
Well, lovely to see you all and to have a bit more warmth than last week. But 3 weeks ago, I spoke on Christ offering us victory in these uncertain times. And today I just want to unpack a bit of two of the points I mentioned there about being open to God and dwelling at the feet of Jesus. And victory isn't always the place on the podium or the place of great elation, but sometimes victory is received at the feet of Jesus, and that's down low rather than on the podium. But reading through Luke's gospel in the last month or two, I noticed how many times Jesus's feet were mentioned in just a few chapters. And so I'd like to share some thoughts around these references, and they'll be on the handout for you. And there will be some readings for people to read as well, please. Now, the first person I noticed when reading in chapter 7 of Luke was the sinful woman. And Jesus was dining with Simon the Pharisee when a sinful woman heard about this, and she was motivated into action. And please could we have the first reading from Luke 7, 37 to 38, please. Isn't that an absolutely beautiful picture? On her unworthy state, the woman was giving to and blessing Jesus by anointing his feet and doing what Simon hadn't done. And then as a result of that, she received so much more: pardon, forgiveness, and peace. And Jesus said to her in verse 50, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The second person I came across was the demon-possessed man in Luke chapter 8. And Jesus had come ashore after the calming the storm, and he met this other troubled man. And could we have reading 2, please? Thank you, Toby. The demons begged not to be sent to the abyss, but into the large herd of pigs. And when the people heard, they came, and this was the result. Reading 3, please. You're going to do that one as well, Toby. Thank you.
People went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
So after years of turmoil, the man finally found rest and peace. And Jesus said, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." The third person was Jairus. He was a very important man, ruler of the synagogue, yet his need was desperate. His daughter of about 12 years old was dying. He fell at Jesus' feet and pleaded with him to come And Jesus said in verse 50, "Don't be afraid, just believe and she will be healed." And then after a major interruption, delaying Jesus long enough for the girl to have died, Jesus, of course, gets to the house and wonderfully heals and raises the daughter from the dead. And the reading four, please. Go on, Toby.
"But he took her by the hand and said, 'My child, get up.' Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat."
Thank you. So Jesus met that need that Jairus had. But back to the major interruption was, of course, the sick woman who had been ill as long as Jairus's daughter had been alive. And in desperation, she came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. It's not stated, but it's implied that she had to bend down to touch the hem of his garment. But then, what was the result of that? Please, could we have reading five? Thank you. This woman was embarrassed, but she testified to the healing power of Jesus. And he said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." And then to Mary. Martha had opened her home, but she was distracted by hosting. But Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening. Martha was not happy, but Jesus said in verse 42, "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And then finally, the Samaritan leper that was healed. 10 lepers were healed, but only one, only 10% sought out Jesus, threw himself at his feet and said, "Thank you." And Jesus honoured that man's faith and his thankfulness and told him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Sometimes we just need to sit at Jesus' feet and give him thanks, praise and worship. These six people, all who had a need that was met by Jesus, positioned themselves at his feet. We may not be experiencing their problems, but as they arrived, in the column that says arrive, but this morning we can all receive pardon, sanity, healing, peace, teaching and faith as we position ourselves at Jesus' feet. Not only when problems arise, but on a regular basis, no matter who we are or what our status is in life, there is only one place to receive all that we need. So today, as we move into this new season, will we make room in our lives, which are becoming increasingly busy? Will we put time in our schedules to position ourselves at Jesus' feet and receive victory in our lives?